The objective, says Catherine Kirby, is clear.
Our goal and mission is to end poverty. And the best way and most efficient way to end poverty is through girls' education. Girls will educate their daughters. That daughter will educate her daughter, and so on and so on. So the fastest way to get a shift within a community society-wise is to focus your attention on girls.
Kirby is the head of Global Partners for Development, a Roanoke Park-based nonprofit that concentrates on economic development in East Africa. In the new year, they will be eagerly rolling out an initiative they call CAPE, Community Activation Program for Education. She says education offers transformational benefits within a generation or two.
If you have only less than 1% of girls between 11 and 19, less than 1%, being educated in Tanzania, the future for their families is dramatically reduced. Their earning potential is increased by 15% for every year a girl is educated. AIDS rates drastically lower. Educating the rest of their family absolutely goes up. And on top of that, if you can't read a seed packet to know how to plant, if agriculture is the business you would like to go into, you're going to be more successful if you actually understand and comprehend what you're reading. So literacy is a big piece of that, but it also is their self-esteem and who they see themselves in this world.
This particular initiative is a program developed by the public policy group Educate Girls Globally. It has demonstrated impressive results in its first test in 7,500 schools in India's Rajasthan province. Now, Kirby says, her organization is raising $500,000 to test its portability to Tanzania.
Getting it into Tanzania will take us into two countries that have similar tribal issues or kind of a backwards way of thinking, but it's really also a very different geographical focus, as well as the government structure and just the cultural way of looking at this is going to be a little bit different. So it's a good test for the model. It needs to be able to go into any country.
They hope to begin the process next fall, but that process doesn't start in the classroom, Kirby notes. It begins with building buy-in within the community where it will happen.
This isn't brought into the community as something they have to choose or not choose. It's something that will organically unfold for them as they go through the process of creating peer groups, understanding why their kids need to be in school, but also bringing local stakeholders such as government as well as school officials. So there's actually nothing to resist.
Out of that, ideally, comes a sense of ownership that Kirby says has to be there for the program to achieve its longer-term goals of conflict reduction and overall sustainability.
It's about the community taking ownership of what is possible for themselves. It's actually based on the neuroscience of a brain and how you perceive yourself, and this is mine, and I want to take care of it, and this is my community. But the goal is to get it to a place that's even broader than that. It's their country. So instead of it just being Maasai who's worried another Maasai is going to tap into their water system, imagine if they actually watched out for everybody's water systems.
Global Partners leaders will travel to Tanzania in February to confirm their intentions with the government and education ministers as they work toward the pilot program launch in September. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.